In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program In the Light of Hadith. Today we'll discuss a beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and narrated by Hazrat Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The text of this hadith is An Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu Qala kuntu ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safarin fa asbahtu yawman qareeban minhu wa nahnu nusif fa qultu ya rasulallah akhbirni bi'amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah وَيُبَاعِدُنِي عَنِ النَّارِ قَالَ لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةَ وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحُجُّ الْبَيْتَ Translation: Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, I accompanied the Prophet on a journey. One day, I was near him while we were moving. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, inform me about an action by which I'll be admitted into paradise and which will keep me far from the fire. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, You have asked me about something great. But it is easy for whomever Allah makes it easy. Worship Allah and do not associate any partners with Allah. Establish the as-salah, give the zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and perform hajj to the house. Then the next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار والصلاة الرجل من جوف الليل قال ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعمدون ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر كله وعموده وذروة سنامه قلت بلى يا رسول الله قال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وَالذِّرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِحَادِ Translation: Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Shall I not guide you to the doors of good? Fasting is a shield, and charity extinguishes sins like water extinguishes fire. And a man's praying in the depth of the night. He said, then he recited, Their sides forsake their beds to call upon their Lord until he reached what they used to do. Hatta balaga ya'mal. Then he said, Shall I not inform you about the head of the entire matter and its pillar and its hum? I said, Of course, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The head of the matter is Islam. Its pillar is the salah. And its hum is jihad. That is the second part of the hadith. Then the last part of the hadith is, ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ قُلْتُ بَلَا يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ قَالَ كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا فَقُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ فَقَالَ ثَقِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ هَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ او على مناخرهم الا حصائد السنتهم. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not inform you about what governs all of that? I said, of course, ya Rasulullah. He said, so he grabbed his tongue. He said, restrain this. I asked, O Prophet of Allah, will we be taken to account for what we say, what we speak? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may your mother grieve your loss, O Muaz. Are the people tossed into the fire upon their faces or upon their noses except because of what their tongue have wrought? Hadith is Hasan and narrated in Tirmidhi Sharif. Very beautiful hadith. A lot of things have been mentioned in this hadith. The basics of Islam, then the dose of good, then the head of the entire matter, then the hump of the matter, then the pillar of Islam, then the other very important things have been mentioned in this hadith. So it has a lot of significance and importance. First thing, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioning that I was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a journey. That journey was for the campaign of Tabuk. So for the campaign of Tabuk, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and during his journey, Sahaba ikram were taking rest under the trees, and Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under a tree. And that time he asked this question. What was the question? The question was very important and very beautiful. He is saying, أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. Ya Rasulullah, inform me about an action by which I will be admitted into paradise and I would be kept away from the hellfire. Very beautiful question and very important question. This question shows something special. What is that? The special thing is the mentality and the thoughts and the thinking of Sahaba Ikram. What was in their minds? What was special for them? What was important for them? When they found time to ask a question, they asked question regarding hereafter, regarding the thing, regarding the action which can save them from the hellfire, which can make them admitted into paradise. That was their question, and it shows their mindset and it shows their mentality and thinking. At that time, when they are on a journey and when he got the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he asking single question. What is that? About paradise and about hellfire. How can I be admitted into paradise? And how can I safeguard myself from the hellfire? Ya Rasulullah, please tell me, inform me about those deeds. Inform me about those good deeds. So that shows the mindset, the thinking of Sahaba Ikram. What was in their mind? Thinking about the hereafter, pondering upon the hereafter, is not an ordinary matter. That is very special. That is the quality of Salaf Salihin. That was the quality of Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wasalam. That was the quality of Sahaba Ikram. That was the quality and sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Particularly about the prophets of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Sa'd, in part number 23. In beginning, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned some of his prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, إِنَّا أَخْلَصُنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ. We have chosen them with a special quality. We have chosen these prophets with a special quality. What is that quality? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the remembrance of the last day. The remembrance of the last day, the day of judgment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning this quality as the special quality of prophets and Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's why, so it shows remembrance of the hereafter is the sunnah of the prophets of Allah. And when we read a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many times did he remember and remind Sahaba Ikram of the hereafter? So that was the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then that is the sunnah of Sahaba ikram as well. As in this place, Hazrat Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is asking question about the hereafter. Yudkhilul jannah wa yubaiduni anin nar. And that was the routine matter of Sahaba ikram. As when we read the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and other Sahaba ikram. So mostly we find these kind of things. They used to remember the Day of Judgment. They used to remember that they would be taken to account in the court of Allah. Though they are the people of paradise, they are the people of Jannah, they are Ahlul Jannah. And through their intercession, inshallah, we would be entered into paradise. But those pious people, those pious Sahaba ikram, they used to remember hereafter again and again and more. So that was the sunnah of Sahaba ikram. So now, as Hadrat Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked a question, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first praised him on this question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him on this question. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَنِي أَنَا عَوِينِ. You have asked a question about something great. Your question is very great. Why? Because the matter of hereafter is not only matter. That is really a great matter. Admitting into paradise and being away from the hellfire, that is really a big matter. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. So, and whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. فَقَدْ فَازْ. He has got success. He is indeed successful. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning this thing as a success and achieving a great success, so what is doubt in the greatness of this matter? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. So now, when something is great, something is special, so there is indication and there is an idea, means immediately if we are informed about a thing, it is very great, it is very special. So immediately one thought comes into our mind. If the thing is very great, so then it will be very hard as well. It would be very difficult as well. It would be difficult to do. When the thing is great, the thing is special, so it shows achieving that greatness and great thing would be very difficult as well. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the answer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innahu layasirun ala man yassarahu Allahu alayh." It is easy. "Innahu layasirun." It is easy for whoever Allah makes it easy. Being away from the hellfire and admitting into paradise would be easy for the one for whom Allah makes it easy. Now there is a question. If it depends upon this matter that Allah will make it easy, then it will be easy. So then that's not matter in our hand, because we can't do anything. If Allah makes it easy for us, so we'll do that. And if Allah makes it hard for us, so then we would be away. We would be away from that good deed. So then what is our interference in this matter? We can't do anything. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has gave the answer of this thought and this question. And what is that? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَّهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 69. And for those who strive hard in us, in our cause, for those who strive hard in our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths. We will guide them to our paths, and verily Allah is with the muhsinoon, with good doers. That is the answer of that question. I mean, if we say, oh Allah, if you make that good thing, that good deed, these good actions easy for us, we'll be able to do. But if you make them hard for us, how can we do? So Allah Azza wa Jal gave the answer. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Who strive hard for us in our cause. So we will show them and we will guide them to our paths. It means we should be a little bit courageous. We should do something. We should motivate ourselves so that Allah Azza wa Jal makes that thing easy for us. As it is obvious. As it is obvious. A child, an infant, so he is unable to even crawl. But when he does try, so Allah Azza wa Jal makes that crawling easy for him. When he is unable to stand, but when he tries for that, Allah makes that standing easy for him. And then he starts running, walking, and then we know the matter, what happens. In the same way, when we try to do some worship, in beginning that might be hard for us, that might be difficult for us, but when we try again and again and we show some courage for that, so Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that thing easy for us. As for example, offering prayer, particularly as offering Fajr prayer. So in the winter season, we are in our warm bed, we are listening Azan, but that time getting up from the bed is not easy. But if we do something, if we try, Allah will make that easy for us. And then when we make that try again and again, so that would be the part of our life. As that is for those people who are pious, who are pious people, salihin, who have love of prayer in their hearts. So that is not difficult for them. Whether that is summer season or winter season or whatever season it is. So they can stand up, they can get up for Fajr prayer very easily. Not only for Fajr, for Tahajjud prayer as well. And they can stand in prayer for the whole night. As it have been narrated about hundreds and thousands of Awliya Kiram, they used to stand in prayer for the whole night. So how was they able to do that? Because they tried for that. They made effort for that. And they motivated themselves. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla made those matters easy for them. Though those are hard. Similarly, as fasting in the month of Ramadan in summer season, that is not easy. As in the hot country, so that is not easy. Warm country, that is not easy. But if someone tries for that, and for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, for getting the pleasure of Allah, he makes his mind, and then he fasts in the month of Ramadan in summer season, so that will be easy for him. The people do that for the whole life. They fast in the month of Ramadan for their whole life. They never give up a leave, even one fasting in their whole life. They can't do that. Similarly, performing Hajj, that is not easy worship. Means who have performed Hajj, so they know how many hardships in that journey, how many hardships in performing Hajj. But when they come out of their home and when they make their intentions and when they have love in their hearts for Hajj, for that worship, so Allah makes that easy for them. So the old, the woman, even the boys, even the children, they perform Hajj. So how did they perform that? Because Allah made performing Hajj easy for them. Why? Because they tried for that. So trying from ourselves is a first thing. Then Allah will make easy for us. And similarly, abstaining from sins, sometimes that is not easy. But if we try for that, and if we keep ourselves in our control, so then with the passage of time, after a few days, abstaining from sins is very easy. Abstaining from backbiting, that is very difficult. But if we become very careful about our tongue, and we make our mind not to backbite anyone, so then what happens? Just within a few days, we would be able to keep ourselves safe from backbiting. That's very easy. Then similarly, evil sighting, looking at the stained woman, that is haram. With the lust, that is haram. And sometimes it is very difficult for people to abstain from that. They say, no, it is not in our capacity. We can't refrain from that. But if we try for that, so just within a few days, they would be able to make them, keep them away from that evil sighting. That is very easy. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us the way. What is that? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَّهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. And those who strive hard in our path, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will surely, we will definitely show them, guide them to our paths. So that is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if we try to do something, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make those things easy for us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned, how can we abstain from sins, and how can we adopt that action, how can we do that action which will make us enter into paradise, and which can keep us away from the hellfire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned that the thing is very great, the thing is very, means very big thing, but it could be easy for one for whom Allah will make it easy. And for whom Allah will make it easy, Allah azza wa jalla told us in that ayah. Now then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned those good deeds which are the means of entrance into paradise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ta'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'an, worship Allah and never associate anything as partner with Allah. The first thing, belief and faith. Worshipping Allah and believing in the oneness of Allah, and it means believing in all the essentials of Islam, and that is one of the most important, but all the essentials of Islam are important. Then the four more things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned, wa tuqimus salata wa tu'ti zakata wa tasumu ramadana wa tahajjul bait. Four basic worships of Islam: establishing prayer, paying zakah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and performing hajj. And these five things are the basic foundations of Islam. As every Muslim knows that there are five pillars of Islam: shahadatu la ilaha illallah, then iqamatu salah, then establishing prayer, performing hajj, and paying zakah, and then fasting in the month of Ramadan. These are five pillars of Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned these five things as the main means of entrance into paradise, and being away from fire and safeguarding ourselves from the hellfire. These are the main things. Now there is another thing which should be mentioned in this place. One companion is asking a question. That question is about hereafter. The question is about paradise. The question is about hellfire. How can I safeguard myself from the hellfire? How can I be admitted into paradise? Ya Rasulullah, inform me about that action. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning the basic worships of Islam. It shows worships have a lot of significance and importance in Islam. Sometimes some people say, when they emphasize upon human services and the human diet, so that time sometimes they try to decrease the importance of worships. They say the service of human being is the main thing, that's everything. When we are providing the services to human beings, so that's enough for our salvation, that's enough for us to enter into paradise. That's not the matter. Service of human beings has a lot of significance, there is no doubt in that, but it doesn't mean that worships don't have any importance. Everything has its importance in its place. Hukukul ibad, the rights of Allah, as these worships, they have their own importance. And the rights of the bondmen of Allah, human rights, they have their own importance. If a person is engaged in fulfilling one kind of rights, it doesn't mean he should be negligent in fulfilling the rights of others. No. As a Muslim, that's our duty, to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to fulfill the rights of human beings as well. So both are our duties, both our responsibilities. So being negligent in some rights and being busy only in some other rights, that is not the way of salvation. That is not the way of entering into paradise. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the importance of worships. But in many other hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the importance of human rights. So that's why it is very important to be moderate, to be very careful in these kind of matters. If we are worshipper, So it mustn't mean that we would be negligent in fulfilling the rights of people, of our parents, rights of our neighbors, rights of our colleagues, rights of our servants, rights of our masters. It doesn't mean. And if we are busy in fulfilling the rights of people, so it doesn't mean we should be negligent in fulfilling the rights of Allah. No, both ways are wrong. Being busy only in one and being negligent in other, both ways are wrong. The person who is really perfect mu'min, the one fulfills the rights of Allah and the rights of human being. So that's very important thing. Now after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one another thing. ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير. Shall I not guide you to the doors of good? The doors of good. What does that mean? Doors of good means when we enter in a door. So what happens? We enter into a world. We enter into a hall. We enter into a field in particular house. So these some as something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here. These are the gates, the doors of goodness. Means when we enter into these doors, when we enter into these doors, the world of goodness would be open for us. That would be open for us. How? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here those deeds which are the means of goodness and which are the means of doing other good deeds. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, as-sawmu junnatun. Fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield. What is shield? Shield is for safeguarding ourselves from the attack of our enemy. That's the meaning of shield. As if you have seen some warriors, so you have seen that shield on their hands. If the enemy attack on them, so they safeguard themselves through that shield. So that's the meaning of shield. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resembling fasting as shield. Why? Because when we observe fast, through that we try to control our baser self, which is the main factor in committing sins. Because there are two factors. One is external and the other is internal. The external factor of committing sin is shaitan, who puts whispers in our mind, who puts some waswasa in our mind. And the internal factor is our baser self, which accept the whispers of shaitan. And with the combination of these two, we commit sin. But when you observe fast, and fasting is a shield for the attack of shaitan. So on one side, the external enemy, we safeguard ourselves from the external enemy through fasting. And through this fasting, we suppress our baser self as well. Because when we eat and when we drink, when we are drinking, when we are eating, so then our baser self is comfortable. That is in easiness. That is in comfort. So that forces us to do something wrong. But when we are suppressing them, we are controlling our baser self, so then we can make us refrain from sins very easily. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "As-sawmu junnatun," fasting is a shield. So then we safeguard ourselves from the attack of shaitan, and on the other hand, we control and suppress ourselves, our baser self. So then the door of goodness opens. Then we are able to do good deeds, because now the factors of committing sin are suppressed and they are under control and we are safe from them, so then we can do good deeds very easily. So that's the thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, ala adulluka ala abwabil khair. Shall I not inform you about the doors of good? When we enter into that door, so the world of goodness would open for us. The first thing is fasting, song, fasting. The second, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَالصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارَ. And charity extinguishes sins like water extinguishes fire. SubhanAllah. That is another That is another example, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example in a very beautiful way. So giving in charity is the worship of Allah, and that is the benefit for the poor people as well. So on one side, that is the worship of Allah, and on the other side, that is the benefit for the poor people, that is benefiting the poor people. So the one who becomes affectionate to others, the one who becomes affectionate to others, Allah shows His affection to that person. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah is most merciful and He is most affectionate. So when a person becomes affectionate to others, Allah shows His affection to him. So that is the benefit of giving charity in the path of Allah. Then the third thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here, Salatul Rajuli min Jawfil Layl. Man's praying in the mid of the night. Man's praying in the mid of the night. So that is called Salatul Layl, night prayer. But that is not first prayer, that is Nafal prayer. Nafal prayer, in the midnight, a person gets up, he makes ablution, he makes wuzu, then he offers prayer, and he stands in the court of Allah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited one ayah of the Quran. Tadajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Their sides forsake their beds to invoke their Lord in fear and hope, and they spend charity in Allah's cause out of what we have bestowed on them. But the first part, tatajafa junubu, their sides remain away from their beds. Why? To worship Allah. To worship Allah. Yad'una rabbahum khawfum wa tama'a. They invoke the Lord in fear and hope. Fear of the hellfire and hope of the mercy of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the beautiful quality of those people who offer Salatul Layl, who offer night prayer, Nawafil prayer. So these are three qualities. And then offering prayer at night time, not only at night time, even at daytime, that has a lot of excellences, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And perform a salah at the two ends of the day, the first end and the last end. And in some hours of the night, establish prayer. Now, what will Allah do with you? Verily, the good deeds remove sins. Verily, the good deeds remove sins. It means when we offer prayer in both sides of the day, and then in some hours at the night, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove our sins. So that is the excellence of offering prayer. Now here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned three things, and there are many wisdoms behind that. Three things are the doors of good, the means of good, and there are wisdoms behind that. What is that? The first thing, fasting. So observing fast, stress our basic self, as I mentioned. And when we stress our basic self, we become able to do good deeds. The first thing. The second point, that when we observe fast at daytime, eating food, drinking water, drinking our delicious things, and then the sexual matters, so we become away from that. We sacrifice our beloved things for the pleasure of Allah, because we are in the state of fasting. When we are observing fast that time, we don't eat, whether the food is the most delicious food on the surface of the earth, but we remain away from that. Though the cold water and the sweet water is in front of us, but because we are in the state of fasting, we don't drink. Why? Because we are in the state of fasting, and we have preferred the pleasure of Allah over our pleasures, over our wishes, over this eating food, over this drinking water. So on one side, for observing fast, on one side that stresses our basic self, and on the other side that shows our love with Allah Azza wa Jal. And the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the main gate of goodness. That's the main gate of goodness. That's the main door of goodness. That's the main means of goodness. Then the second thing, Rasulullah SAW mentioned about charity, giving charity in the path of Allah. When we give our property, our wealth in the path of Allah, so through that, we decrease our love with worldly wealth. And the love with worldly wealth is the means of evil. Because the people, as we know and observe, the people, they don't care about halal and haram. They earn whatever available to them, whether that is bribe, whether that is interest and usury, whatever they can get, they can earn. So they don't become careful about halal and haram. But when a person is giving his wealth and property in the path of Allah, in that way he is decreasing that love with this worldly wealth. And when the love of this world would be decreased, the love of hereafter would be increased. And when the love of hereafter would increase, so then we would be able to do good deeds very easily. The first one. The second point, as I have mentioned about observing fast, we prefer the pleasure of Allah over our own pleasures, our own comforts. In the same way, when we are giving our property in the path of Allah, so for the sake of Allah, we are sacrificing our wealth. Why? For getting the pleasure of Allah. So that is another way of showing our love with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the love of Allah is the main door of goodness. The third thing which Rasulullah SAW mentioned here, offering night prayer, Salatul Layl, for example, in midnight or in the last hours of the night, a person is in his bed. He is enjoying with his sleep, with the warmness of his bed. But he is giving up his bed. He is getting up. Why? Why is he leaving his comfort and convenience and his warm bed for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah? So offering prayer itself is the combination of many worships, mean praising Allah, glorifying Allah, tahmeed of Allah, tasbih of Allah, then qiraat of Quran, then bowing down in front of Allah, then doing sajda in the court of Allah. So that is a combination of many worships. But on the other hand, particularly in midnight, when a person is giving up his sleep, and that time he is standing in the court of Allah for offering prayer, so he is preferring the pleasure of Allah, the love of Allah, on his own comfort and convenience on his sleeping. So again the same matter, that the love of Allah is the main means and the main door of goodness. So when we attain the love of Allah through observing fast and giving charity in the path of Allah, and then offering prayer in midnight, so it shows our love with Allah, and that love of Allah Azza wa Jal makes us enter into the world of goodness and the world of good deeds. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Muadh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "Ala adulluka ala abwabil khair? Shall I inform you about the doors of goodness, of good?" So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these three things. Then after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned some other matters. So inshallah, in our next episode, inshallah, we'll discuss the last part of hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq to act upon the beautiful teachings of this hadith. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in